Welcome to the deep dive. We're doing something a little different today. It's a deep dive that's been put together just for you based on the material you gave us.
Very cool.
Yeah. And we're going to be looking into the Turkish rap scene,
Okay.
focusing on a song that's really making waves right now, Düşmez Kalkmaz by Can Bey and Volker.
It's a great choice, and we've got a really interesting mix of sources to work with here.
Yeah.
We've got the lyrics of the song itself. We've got a transcript from the music video on YouTube,
Okay.
a music review that I thought was really insightful, and even a Wikipedia entry on the history of Turkish rap, just to give us a bit of that bigger picture.
I love it. That's awesome. I have to admit, my Turkish is a little rusty,
Yeah.
but even just listening to Düşmez Kalkmaz, the energy is undeniable.
Oh, yeah.
There's this driving beat, a little bit dark, a little bit edgy, but the rhythm is just so catchy.
It gets you.
What doesn't fall doesn't rise. That's the translation of the title, right?
That's it. And even if we don't catch every single word, that title alone kind of hints at these really powerful themes: resilience, overcoming obstacles, the idea that you have to go through the tough times to really come out stronger on the other side.
Absolutely. And getting right into it, the song opens with this repeated line, Düşmez Kalkmaz bir Allah.
Yeah.
What doesn't fall doesn't rise, but Allah.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what's the significance of bringing in, that element of faith right from the get-go?
I think it immediately kind of sets this tone that's both street smart and spiritual. You
Yeah.
know, you get the sense that this song is about facing challenges head on, but also this belief in something bigger than yourself, like a higher power that might be the only constant thing in a really unpredictable world.
Yeah, I can definitely hear that, especially when the lyrics go on to describe this world of fake smiles and cash deals, where like everyone's brother is a mafia.
Yeah.
It paints a picture of street life that feels so raw and real.
And that's where things get really interesting. I think, you know, rap music often comes from these marginalized communities, and it has this power to act as social commentary. Artists use their platform to kind of reflect the realities that they see, critique the systems, and give a voice to these experiences that might otherwise go unheard.
So it's not just about the catchy beat, it's also about using the music to shine a light on these social dynamics, the anxieties, maybe even injustices.
You got it. Düşmez Kalkmaz seems to tap into that vein, suggesting this world where you need to be tough, resourceful, maybe even a little cynical to survive.
And there's also a line about returning home, Enidanurien stripped bare, almost like you've lost everything in the process. It kind of creates a stark contrast with the confidence from earlier in the song.
It's a powerful phrase. Enidanurien carries a lot of weight in Turkish culture. You know, it evokes vulnerability. Being stripped of all pretenses, almost like a return to your most basic self, you know, connecting that to the song's themes. It's almost like saying, even when you face hardships, you lose everything, that stripping away can ultimately lead to a kind of rebirth.
Wow, that adds a whole other layer of meaning.
Yeah.
And speaking of layering, I noticed that the song references a classic Turkish song by Orhan Ginzbey,
Yeah.
Sen Edersin De. It seems like a very deliberate choice to kind of bridge the old and the new.
It is. And that's something we see a lot across music, especially in rap. Artists often pay homage to their roots. You know, they might sample older tracks, blend traditional instruments or rhythms into this modern sound.
Right.
It's a way of honoring where you come from while still pushing the genre forward.
So it's not just innovation, it's about that conversation between generations, keeping the past alive in the present.
Exactly. And visually, the music video actually reinforces that idea because it's set in Mardin, which is a region in southeastern Turkey that's known for its ancient history and diverse cultures. And specifically, they chose Dara, a village with ruins that go all the way back to Roman times.
I can definitely see how that choice of location adds another dimension. These ancient ruins, they've witnessed centuries of change, empires rising and falling, and yet they still stand. It's like a visual metaphor for the song's message of resilience and enduring through time.
It is. And Dara itself, with its mix of cultures and religions, really embodies that idea of resilience and adaptation. It's a place where different communities have lived together for centuries, a testament to the enduring human spirit.
Yeah, that's a powerful image. So we've got this song about facing challenges, overcoming obstacles, with lyrics that hint at a pretty complex social reality, a musical nod to tradition, and then this visually stunning setting that speaks to endurance and the passage of time. It's a lot to take in.
It is. And this is really just the beginning of our deep dive. To understand where Düşmez Kalkmaz fits in the bigger picture of Turkish rap, we need to step back and look at how the genre itself has evolved.
I'm ready. Let's do it. I'm already hooked, and I definitely want to learn more about this music scene.
It's really interesting how Deus Meus Capimus, makes us think about resilience, not just for individuals, but for like whole society. We were just talking about Dara and its history, and it makes you wonder if that feeling of, getting through tough times is somehow like built into Turkish culture.
It's a great point. It's almost as if the song is connecting to this shared memory, a history of overcoming obstacles and adapting to change.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's where understanding the history of Turkish rap can really shed light on what we're hearing in the song. Our trusty Wikipedia article actually breaks it down into these three distinct waves of Turkish rap, each with its own unique style and context.
Cool. Let's dive into that. I'm all ears. What was going on in that first wave?
So picture the late 20th century, a
Oh.
time when there was a lot of migration from Turkey to Germany. It was in those Turkish communities in Germany that we saw the very beginnings of Turkish rap.
Oh, wow.
Young people were exposed to American hip-hop culture, and they started experimenting, rapping in Turkish, blending those Western influences with their own cultural heritage.
So it started as this kind of like cultural exchange, a mix of styles born out of migration and being exposed to new sounds.
Exactly. And you can't forget the social context either. These were often communities facing marginalization, discrimination, a sense of not fully belonging either in their new country or in their homeland. Rap gave them a way to channel that frustration, to find their own voice, to create a sense of identity.
It's amazing how music can become such a powerful tool for empowerment, for creating a sense of community, especially in situations like that.
Absolutely. And as Turkish rap started to get more popular, it eventually made its way back to Turkey, leading to what we call the second wave. This is when artists like Seza and Sagopa Kajmer came onto the scene. They really shaped the genre and brought it into the mainstream. They were pioneers, developing their own distinct Turkish rap styles and lyrical themes.
That's where things start to get exciting. Right, I remember the Wikipedia article mentioned those epic rap battles between SZA and Sagopa Kajmer.
Oh, yeah.
Diss tracks feuds, the whole thing.
Yeah, you got it. That competitive spirit, the art of the diss track that's a part of rap culture worldwide, it can get pretty intense, even controversial sometimes. But it also pushes artists to be more creative, to sharpen their skills, and in the end, it creates some really groundbreaking music.
It's like they say, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's rappers sharpening rappers, pushing each other to reach new levels. So where does the third wave fit into all of this?
The third wave, which is where Deus Meus Kalkmaz comes in, sees Turkish rap getting even deeper, more introspective, and more politically and socially charged. Artists like Ezhel, who's known for his thought-provoking lyrics, really started addressing things like inequality, censorship, the struggles of everyday people in a more direct way.
So it's building on what those earlier ways established, but becoming more complex, more nuanced, more willing to tackle tough subjects head on.
You nailed it. And there's a musical evolution happening too. The third wave is where you see a lot more experimentation with sound blending, traditional Turkish instruments and rhythms, with trap beats, electronic influences, creating this sonic tapestry that's both fresh and deeply rooted in Turkish musical heritage.
Whoa, okay. I'm starting to see where Deus Meus Kalkmaz fits into all this. It's got
Yeah.
that tough streetwise edge, that sense of resilience in the face of hardship. But it's also musically sophisticated,
Yeah.
referencing the past while still pushing boundaries. It's like a microcosm of this third wave, wouldn't you say?
I think you're absolutely right. It embodies this meeting point of social commentary, musical innovation, and a strong connection to Turkish cultural identity. And what's so captivating is that it's resonating with audiences, not just in Turkey, but all over the world.
I'm not surprised at all. We were saying earlier how some of the themes in Deus Meus Kalkmaz, that struggle, need for resilience, those are universal.
Right.
It's as if those experiences go beyond cultural boundaries, even if the specific circumstances might be different.
It's so true. And it makes me think how exploring music from different cultures can actually help us connect with those shared human experiences, broaden our understanding of the world, and maybe even challenge some of our own assumptions in the process.
Totally agree. It's like we're always learning, always broadening our perspectives. Okay, so we have this incredible song that's both catchy and makes you think.
Yeah.
And we've looked at the evolution of Turkish rap to see where it fits in. But there's one piece missing, right? That music review we talked about before.
That's right. It's time to bring in the view of a music critic, someone who's really immersed in the world of music and can offer a professional opinion on what makes Deus Meus Kalkmaz so special.
Let's do it. I'm curious to hear what they picked up on that we might have missed. Okay, let's get to that music review. What did the critic have to say about Dushmez Kulkmaz?
Well, they were really impressed by how well Kinbei and Wolker worked together, you know, praising their synergy. And they called it a masterclass in catchy 98 rhythms, which sounds pretty technical, but it really highlights how the track manages to be modern and also rooted in those traditional Turkish sounds.
I can definitely hear that. It's got that driving beat that you can't get out of your head.
Right.
But there's something about the rhythm that's familiar, too.
Yeah.
Almost like a folk song. It makes you want to move, but also makes you think.
Totally. And the critic also pointed out the depth of the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Kinbei and Wolker wedged in that social commentary without losing the song's energy? They even compared it to the arabesque genre of Turkish music.
Oh, interesting.
Which is known for its melancholic melodies and themes of love, loss, and longing.
Arabesque. Now, I've heard that term before, but could you give me a quick rundown? I feel like understanding that connection could really help me appreciate the song even more.
Sure thing. Arabesque came about in the 60s and 70s, and it often reflected the experiences of people who moved from rural areas to the big cities in Turkey.
Okay.
You know, facing those social and economic challenges. It's a genre that's really connected to themes of displacement, hardship, and a kind of a yearning for something better.
Ah.
I see the link now. Those themes definitely come through in Dushmez Kulkmaz.
Yeah.
Especially in those lines about struggling, facing betrayal, and coming home empty-handed. It's like they're tapping into that same emotional well, but giving it a modern rap twist.
Exactly. That's what makes this song so captivating.
Hmm.
It's drawing on these deep cultural undercurrents, bridging the gap between generations and reflecting a complex social reality through music that's both catchy and makes you think.
So it's more than just a popular song. It's a reflection of Turkish culture, history, and even social anxieties.
Hmm.
This deep dive has really opened my ears. I'm wondering, though, how does Dushmez Kulkmaz stack up against other rap music globally? We've talked about its Turkish context.
Right.
But are there any similarities with what's happening in hip-hop scenes in other parts of the world?
That's a great question. And it really gets to the core of what makes rap music so powerful.
Mm.
You know, whether you're listening to artists from the U.S., a lot of France, Senegal, or Brazil, there are these universal themes that run through the genre.
Mm.
Stories of struggle, resilience, social critique, the desire to be heard. It's like each rap scene reflects its own unique setting,
mm-hmm.
but with these shared human experiences connecting us all.
It's like a global conversation, everyone adding their voice to the mix.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. And think about the role of language in rap music. It's more than just words. It's about identity, about taking back your voice, about expressing yourself in a way that feels authentic and strong. You know, Turkish rap, with its distinct sound and lyrics, is adding its voice to that global conversation. And it's resonating with people who might not even understand the language, but can still feel the energy and emotion behind it.
It makes you wonder if exploring music from other cultures, especially rap music, could help break down barriers and connect people. You know, we might not understand every word, but we can still connect on a human level through those shared experiences that the music expresses.
I think you've hit on something really important. Music has this incredible ability to go beyond borders, languages, even beliefs. It lets us step into someone else's shoes, see the world from their perspective, and find common ground even when we're different.
This deep dive has been an amazing journey. We started with just one song, Dushmez Kulkmaz,
mm-hmm.
and ended up exploring a whole genre, its history, its social context, its place in the worldwide landscape of hip-hop culture.
It's been great unpacking this with you, and I hope this has inspired you to check out more Turkish rap, maybe even explore other musical worlds you haven't discovered yet.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive. We'll be back with another custom-made exploration soon. Until then, keep those ears open and keep exploring the world through music.
Happy listening.